You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Here's a look at today's weather. Today, sunny with a high near 85 degrees, calm, wind becoming southwest from 5 to 7 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 57, west wind around 6 miles per hour. Why am I talking about the wind today? Friday. Did I say Friday yet? No, I was just doing today. Friday, sunny skies, high near 84. Friday night, mostly clear, low around 57. Saturday, your weekend, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Is anybody up before 7 a.m. and on a Saturday, Jennifer? So ignore that part. Are you? Yeah. On a Saturday morning?
I work.
Oh. Otherwise, sunny with a high near 83. They're just looking for things. It's going to be such a beautiful weekend, folks. They're just looking for things to complain about, obviously, here. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Beautiful sleeping weather. And then Sunday, partly sunny, high near 76 degrees. What a weekend. Enjoy it, folks. Stay tuned for the library show. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, there's less than 2 weeks left in September to save money at local businesses with your library card. The deadline to enter the HCL Amateur Photography Show is also fast approaching. It's next Friday, September 25th, to be exact. Jennifer used to play sports until she realized you could buy trophies. Now she's good at everything. Our annual gingerbread competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, fall concerts and speakers, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
We have a little flip-flop today. I'm in the producer seat because Jennifer was looking to extend her vacation a little longer.
I was.
Jennifer's been off for the last, how long, Jennifer?
5 days.
5 days. So why don't you update us all on what you've been up to?
What have I been up to? I cleaned my house. I went to Hackettstown on Tuesday. I went to Hackettstown.
And why would you do that?
I went to Hackettstown because we drive through it once in a while, and there's all these consignment shops.
On the downtown?
On it's 46, but the main street, yeah. Right. And Chris Phelan used to be the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Hackettstown.
Did you go by Homebrew University? Did you see that?
I did.
That's where we brew beer currently.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
In Hackettstown. Actually, real nice guy's name is Warren. So a little plug for Warren and Homebrew University, even though, well, this is a little nod to the Hackettstown Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that they have, and can I just say they have, you know, You want to go to Somerville, but you can't find a place to park, or you want to go to Red Bank, and there's no place to park. Parking in Hackettstown is outstanding. There's a lot, and maybe on the weekends it's crowded.
Does that mean it's free?
It's not free, but if you get a red meter for 6 hours, it's 50 cents. If you get a black one for 12 hours, it's a buck. And the lots are clean, empty, well paved.
Actually, I hadn't been to Hackettstown in a long time, and when I went
surprised.
There to brew beer, it was a nice little town.
Yeah, there's a lot of
maybe
new restaurants.
Maybe Fleming can take a cue or two, get some of our stores open, and have a thriving downtown like they do.
Yeah, it was very interesting. There was a Hispanic market, which was really interesting.
You
really
went
big.
Into it?
I did.
Did you buy anything in Hackettstown?
I did.
Did you take your local community dollars elsewhere?
I did. I took 6 of my local community dollars elsewhere. I think you know, but maybe you don't recall. We collect Babar the elephant.
Maybe I don't recall.
Yes. It might not have been something you retained.
Bet.
You did not.
What is call?
My husband and I collect Babar the elephant books, figurines, and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I found. In France, they have Babar perfume. They have a Babar line of toiletry. And they had a Babar cologne for toddlers and then a Celeste, who was his wife.
I hate that it's pronounced Babar. Is that how you pronounce it?
We call him Barbar. But yeah. Babar, how would you say him?
I don't know. I, that sounds...
We call him Barbar, but there's not a second R.
Pretentious or something. Babar or
Babar?
Something. I don't know. Better. Oh, well.
But anyway, so I was shocked to find...
You didn't answer my question. Now I forget what my question
was. That's what
was.
I bought there.
But I asked you something else right after that.
We're not going to remember.
Okay. Jeremiah Harris is listening today. I talked to him last night before I talked about last night's program.
What does Jeremiah Harris have to say?
I asked him what he wanted us to talk about. And
what did he say?
He didn't really say. Though he hinted at football. Are you up on? Did you watch any of the first week's games?
I heard the Giants. I heard the Giants are really bad, and
the Giants continue to lose in ways that are
astonishing,
unfathomable.
And then Monday night, we were at a restaurant, and I saw the manager leaning up against. There's an intercom back to the kitchen, and he's leaning up against with his phone. And I'm like, what is he doing? And then I hear him making the plays, like calling the plays, like he's watching. The manager's watching or listening to the. Game, the Eagles game, we were in Philadelphia on his phone and
another
making calls.
Blew it.
Calling back to the kitchen staff.
Wow. That's a shame. That must have been a heartbreaker for them, too, because they had that game won.
Yeah.
Giants had their game won, and the Eagles had their game won, and they both lost.
But the Mets are still winning. Well, not still winning, but
the Mets are still doing
okay.
Well, you've got to be pleased. Why don't you give me your Mets update?
Well, they lost.
They're spectacular.
They are. They really, they're young pitching staff.
They've clinched their division by daylight right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could win it all, Jennifer. They're a great hitting team.
Yeah, the pitching is really good also.
Yep.
31 innings without a hit.
Oh, that's... Jennifer knows. Okay, so good luck in the postseason.
Yeah, so...
The National League is going to be tough. The Pirates are playing well. The Cubs are playing well.
I know.
And, of course, the Cardinals.
It's Armageddon.
So it should be fun. But good luck to the Mets. I would like to see them do it. Okay, Jennifer,
Tell me about the concert last night. Because we had Kim Yarson once upon a time.
Yeah, she mentioned that.
With her own music. And she actually filmed a promo video at our library.
About what?
About, she was writing her own music and she was like doing, this was pre GoFundMe website days.
Okay.
And she was looking, you know, to get a GoFundMe campaign going without the website. And she was singing mostly her own work.
Last night, she was joined by a gentleman named John Bastiani, and they both had acoustic guitars. They're both excellent guitarists, and they just played popular songs from the last, probably from nothing past like the 70s, but back to the 20s.
So it's probably
like
better.
And the crowd really loved it. They're both excellent singers, and like he sang the City of New Orleans, which is classic songs.
Oh, nice.
So it was nice. We had a nice crowd. It was the first concert of our fall season. What's coming up next, Jennifer?
What's coming up next is on Wednesday, September 30th, Name That Tune.
Which isn't technically a concert, but we will be playing music.
Bob Edwards.
Yes.
And actually, I think it's What's That Tune, because Name That Tune is copyrighted, but that's all right. And I hear tell that Jim Thatch will be there to compete.
Jim Thatch will be there, so try your hand at beating me at Name That Tune.
Yes. So and Bob will do trivia.
Are you going to be there, Jennifer?
We'll discuss it.
Might be a rare photo opportunity. Oh, I'm taking your place that night?
No, we'll see.
No, that's
fine. No, actually, I will be.
I'm sure I owe you.
No, I will be. I'll tell you why during the break. but
our loyal listeners are probably dying to know why, Jennifer.
Well, but you could come meet both Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
You just said you're not sure if you're going to be there.
I am, and then I looked at the date, and I will be there. on Wednesday, September 30th at 7 p.m. And on October 14th, 2 weeks later, Bob and Terry Suter will be back with Borderline Bluegrass Grass Band. And if you missed them this winter because of the weather.
Yes, I had them back, too, because we had a blackout during their performance.
Oh, that's what happened. I knew there was
last
something.
Time. And they bravely carried on through the blackout. So
they did.
I felt I owed it to them to have them back again.
Well, and I sweet-talked.
With full power.
The fire marshal into letting us stay, which meant he had to stay, but that was all right. So I think that's really, they're really great. And Bob's going to be in the upcoming Rocky movie, Creed. He's in a crowd scene. He's wearing a purple shirt.
Oh, so he's seen the...
Yes.
He wasn't left on the
he was not
cutting room floor?
Cutting room floor. No, he was not.
Okay, before our commercial, let's just update you on our September discount program. Discounts with your Hunterdon County Library card. This promotion runs through the end of September, so time is running out. All you need to do is show your Hunterdon County Library or Flemington Free Public Library card at any participating business that is listed in our brochure, of course, during the month of September, and you will save money. Let me just give you a taste of some of the businesses: Basil Bandwagon, Italian Bakery and Cafe, Lenny's Pizza, The Mixing Bowl, Teresa's Cafe. All these businesses I'm mentioning are offering discounts. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and right on the homepage, there's a link to the brochure where you can see specifically what the discounts are. Or you can stop by the library, and in our lobbies, there's a whole stack of these brochures that you can pick up and carry around with you. Just keep it in your cart. So when you stop by Crown Trophy of Flemington, for example, you get 10% off any trophy or sign order. Sneakers Plus is also participating. They also have Flemington Pharmacy, Great Clips, Jamberry Nail Wraps, Academy of Ballet, Game U, Gymnastics Unlimited, Smoke Hollow Horse Farm, Beyond Bijou in Clinton, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill in the shops of Flemington, Liberty Village always participates, River Gypsy, which is a clothing shop in Frenchtown, Act Two Books, The Book Garden, and then Budding Star Quilts, Comic Fusion, Fish and Pets Plus. I'm only mentioning some, Jennifer. Let me just say this is a partial list. The Spinnery, Stowaway Self-Storage, which I've taken advantage of in the past. The Super Servers, which is a catering business. That might be a handy thing for your fall party, Jennifer, your annual Harvest Fest. No, you don't do an annual Harvest Fest.
No.
And Twice Told Tales, Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, right in on Bloomfield Avenue in Flemington.
But I will say I was at the Greek Fest on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was good, and Jamberry's was there.
I used to live right across the street from there.
I know you did. Did you ever go to their festival?
This church was being built when I was...
Okay.
They didn't have the festival. They used to have it at Raspberry's,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, it's time for our first commercial break. We'll play some messages from our sponsors. We'll be back right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch, joined by Jennifer Winberry, the recently back from vacation Jennifer Winberry. We switched seats for this program, so if you've noticed a bump in production values.
There you go.
There's your answer. And Jennifer, of course, has the responsibility of being prepared since she's sitting in that seat over there. But I don't know if that's the case today.
I am prepared, but I'm waiting for Today in History.
Okay, today is time for Today in History. Jennifer, well, we don't have the music, so you're going to have to sing the theme song.
I'm singing it in my head.
Okay, and that's a pass. It's Today in History. Today is September 17th, 2015. This time, every week on this program, I ask Jennifer some trivia questions about events that happened on this day and also some people that were born or who have died on this date. Jennifer usually does so. So we'll see how she does today.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Jennifer.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Jim.
Jennifer's very negative today, especially after coming off a vacation. I'm a little surprised, I must say.
Must say, spent the last hour and 15 minutes in director's office. Give me a break.
5 days, you should have gotten some knots out of your rope there, Jennifer.
Did. Put back in.
Okay, September 17th.
75 minutes.
1787, Jennifer.
1787.
What was signed in Philadelphia?
The Constitution.
Very good. You knew that right off the top of your head. Why?
Because I know the Constitution was signed in 1787.
Okay, Jennifer.
Moving on.
1814. That's great. Congratulations. You want to walk over there and pat you on the back?
Ask me why I knew. That's why I knew.
It was
rhetorical?
It was such a detailed answer, too. What was your answer?
Because
I knew it was signed in 1787?
Yeah.
That's
because I just know it.
Great answer, Jennifer. Okay.
Aren't there things you just know?
Yes, but there's a reason you just know it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
I retained
Francis Scott Key, Jennifer, I know you know who that is.
Yes.
Finished his poem and later became the lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner. My question to you, what was the name of the poem he wrote? A large exhale into the microphone is not the correct answer.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you picking on me today? Who did you pick on while I was away?
Nobody.
So you're doing it all live.
I'm not picking on you. I'm not the one who exhaled into the microphone on live radio broadcast.
I don't know. Ramparts.
Defense of Fort McHenry was the name of the poem that later became Our Star Spangled Banner.
You couldn't ask me where it was written?
No, I'm trying to be challenging. You're a very smart woman, Jennifer. I'm trying to challenge you a little bit here.
Okay.
September 17th, 1849. Harriet Tubman, what abolitionist Harriet Tubman did what? It started her career. Not really a career, I guess.
Did she publish Uncle Tom's Cabin?
No.
Did she start the Underground Railroad?
And now I'm surprised at you. You must have been a vacation.
No, I wasn't. She didn't write Uncle Tom's Cabin. Did she escape?
Do you know who Harriet Tubman is? Yes, she did escape from slavery.
She escaped.
Who is Harriet Tubman? Follow-up question. Wow.
She was one of the Underground Railroad.
Correct.
She started the Underground
Very
Railroad.
Very good, Jennifer. And she helped John Brown with his Harper's Ferry takeover. She was an abolitionist, one of the most famous abolitionists of all time. Who wrote Harry Beecher Stowe?
Harry Beecher Stowe, yes.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yes.
1862, Jennifer. At the American Civil War, George B. McClellan halts the northward drive of Robert E. Lee's Confederate Army in the single bloodiest day in American military history. Where did this take place?
Antietam.
Antietam is correct. Very good. I was just watching a little bit about the Civil War, and McClellan got fired by Lincoln after this battle because... modern historians think the Civil War could have ended here if McClellan was more aggressive.
Are you watching the 25th anniversary with Ken Burns?
No.
Oh.
Is that on, though? I would like to take it.
I don't know if
it's
on. I don't know when it's on. I know it's coming up.
Okay, once again, a tease with no follow-up, Jennifer.
Story of my life, Jim Fetch.
I'm feeling hollow inside. Okay.
It's not my issue.
September 17th, 1908, Jennifer. The Wright Flyer, flown by Orville Wright, with Lieutenant Tom Selfridge as a passenger, happened on this date. What is significant about this flight? Orville Wright and Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge as a passenger fly on September 17th, 1908. What is significant to this day about this flight?
I don't know. It's not transatlantic. I don't think he ever went transatlantic.
He did not, Jennifer. The flight crashed, killing Selfridge. He became the first airplane fatality.
How sad.
You don't ever hear that about the Wright brothers. So Okay, Jennifer.
Did your uncle report on that?
On September 17th. When was the first flight of the Wright? This must have been a couple years later. I don't know. You're sidetracking me.
I'm sorry.
September 17th, 1916, Jennifer. Who won his first aerial combat near Cambrai, France?
I'm torn.
World War One trivia.
I'm torn. Eddie Rickenbacker.
You should have picked the other one.
Baron von Richthofen.
Yeah, the Red Baron.
Red
Correct.
Baron.
Red Baron, any idea how many aerial combat wins he had? I know you and your husband are war buffs.
Yeah, but World War II more.
Okay.
Eight. There's an eight. Is there an eight involved?
Yes.
If I say 800, you're going to make fun of me, but I really think that's what it is.
It's 80.
80, that was my... Yeah.
Very good, though. There was an 8 involved, Jennifer. World War II trivia. On this date, September 17th, 1940, Hitler postpones Operation Sea Lion indefinitely. Any idea what Operation Sea Lion was?
Mm-mm.
He was going to invade Britain. That was Operation Sea Lion. But the German defeat at the Battle of Britain, Hitler postponed it because he couldn't gain...
I know.
He couldn't gain control over the English Channel.
Tuesday was the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. I had a long treatise on the Battle of Britain during my dinner hour.
Then maybe you should have got that one, then.
With Sea Lion, but did not come up.
Okay, Jennifer, September 17th, 1961, the first retractable dome stadium, the Civic Arena, opens in what city?
Civic.
Literally opens in what city?
Very funny. Houston is too obvious.
Yes. And their Astrodome was never retractable, Jennifer.
Midwest someplace, I would say, but...
Not quite. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yes. Surprised me, too. 1983, who became the first black Miss America in the state?
Vanessa Williams.
Or African-American. They said black. Is African-American the correct way to say that?
I don't know. Vanessa Williams.
That is correct. And didn't they do something with this recently? Didn't they reinstate her or something?
Yeah, because the current one appeared to, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. But yes, I did see something on the news about it. So I believe her crown was just reinstated.
Okay, Jennifer, a couple more in 1987. What is that noise? Is that you? Are you doing that?
Doing
okay,
what?
Jennifer. In 1986,
you know, what is it with you men? And do you hear that noise? Give me a hint. What is that noise? My husband.
You couldn't hear? Oh, you don't have the headphones on. That's right. You're only partially here.
I actually can't even hear you out of the headphones.
Really? Are your headphones
really?
On?
I don't think so.
I can hear you, Jennifer.
Excellent.
Okay, Jennifer, 1987, on September 17th, Pope John Paul II visited an AIDS-infected boy in San Francisco, and why do we remember this confrontation to this date?
It was a confrontation?
Not a confrontation. Why do we remember this? I can't think of the word.
Was it the kid Ryan White? Or
I don't know. What did he do with the AIDS-infected boy?
He kissed him.
Close. He embraced him. Can you get AIDS from embracing?
No.
Oh, then what's so significant about this?
Because people, I'm sure in the 80s, were afraid to touch AIDS victims. But as Pope Francis said, the Lord put me here, let him look after me.
On this date in 2001, Jennifer, what reopens after the September 11th attacks, the longest closure since the Great Depression?
The stock market.
Very good. The New York Stock Exchange. And then finally, in 2011, what movement begins in Zuccotti Park, New York City on this date?
Oh, the Tea Party movement.
I think your mic's got to be too loud. I think you're hurting our listeners' ears.
The Tea Party, and we're all sleeping in on Wall Street, invade Wall Street. I was in Union Square.
Yeah, well, dancing all around.
What the heck was it called?
Occupy Wall Street.
They're all spending the night in a tent. They all needed a shower.
Okay, so you obviously weren't for that movement, were you? Born or died on this date, Jennifer, September 17th, Warren Burger.
He was a Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Very good. 1923, Hank Williams was born.
He was a country singer.
Just one song, and I'll mark it correct.
I know. And he only didn't he die very young?
Yes. Not very young, but young.
Young-ish. Oh, give me a hint. The first letter.
YCH.
You're cheating, Hart.
1926, Bill Black was born.
Bill Black.
It's a hard one.
Nope.
He's bass player for Elvis Presley's first trio. I knew that. That's why.
I'm sure you knew.
Put it in there. 1927, George Blanda. Any idea who George Blanda was? This one's for Jeremiah.
He's a football coach.
Football player.
Player. 49ers.
He played way back. Raiders, a few teams back then. He was like the leading scorer. He kicked field goals and played quarterback. He played till he was like 48 years old or something.
Ancient.
But my trivia question is that fantasy football is so huge right now. It's like taking
yes, but
over.
You can't bet on sports in New Jersey.
No, but that's beside the point.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so fantasy football is so huge. Fantasy football technically started in 1962, and in the first fantasy football draft of all time, the number one pick
was this guy.
Was George Blanda?
How about that?
Little trivia for your fantasy football parties.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then finally, this one is kind of irritating, Jennifer, but she's obviously a famous person now.
Irritating.
Born on this date in 1965, Kim Davis.
Kim Davis. Is she a Kardashian now?
No.
Kim Davis. Why is she?
She's
irritating?
In the news right now. A very polarizing figure in the news right now. She's a government official? Nothing? No. She's the clerk.
Oh.
That denied same-sex marriage licenses.
Yes.
Jennifer,
Kentucky.
She's a famous person.
Is she?
It's scary.
How'd she make it into Wikipedia so quickly?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not even going to comment on it, Jennifer. I just think politicians that are siding with her must be insane. No? Yes?
Yes.
No comment. Jennifer's going to be over there typing that.
I was going to get the weather up because it's 11:30.
Yeah, it is 11:30.
Is 11:30 on your
11:28, Jennifer, so it is time for the weather.
So a quick look at your weather today. Still looks to be, it's not coming up awesome. Oh, there it goes. Fair with a high of
scintillating radio, Jennifer, thank you.
84 degrees, it's 80 degrees right now. Tonight, clear, then some patchy fog, and the fog will burn off early with a high of 84. And tomorrow night, some good sleeping weather with a low of 56. And it stays a little warm for Saturday with a high of 83. And then it cools off for your Sunday. Sunny and 76 degrees. Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
I have two program alerts for you today, Jennifer. We have two options for you. If you're out and about today and you want to hear some music, we can take care of you. First, at the Hunterdon County Library this afternoon. These don't bump into each other. You can do both of these, Jennifer. Today at the Hunterdon County Library this afternoon at 2 p.m. is the first fall lectures in song, the first of the series of musical portraits and anecdote and song presented by pianist, singer, narrator Fred Miller. Today, Fred will be singing about Oscar Hammerstein II and the 20 years before his partnership with Rogers, the pivotal figure in the development of the American musical. So he'll sing all Oscar Hammerstein songs. Was Oscar Hammerstein, he was Oklahoma? What was he?
Cinderella.
Cinderella?
Yeah.
What famous song came from
the musical Cinderella?
Cinderella.
It's back on Broadway now, though.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah. The Sound of Music.
Oh, is that him,
yeah,
too? Okay, you're just guessing.
Did you see that Mary Poppins are going to do a sequel to Mary Poppins?
Yeah, I saw that.
You're in the anti-camp. I can tell from that face.
I'm not sure how I feel. It's not like a remake.
It's a sequel, like 20 years after.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about this. They made a remake for Jungle Book. I just saw a thing for that. The cartoon, they made a live-action version of the cartoon.
I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of live-action after a cartoon.
Where the animals talk. So today, Oscar Hammerstein II at the Hunterdon County Library. Stop by at 2 p.m. in our meeting room. We have room, so you're more than welcome. And then tonight at the North County Branch Library, solo guitarist Peter Biederman. He's been composing and performing. Jennifer, what are you doing over there? It's like a construction zone over there.
I know, it's really loud.
I'm turning your microphone off.
Did don't.
I'm turning it down then. With a background that includes most notably the bands Ping, Jennifer, ever hear of these bands? White Light, Serious Fun, Magic Spot, and Amalgamation. No?
Nope, sorry.
The common thread throughout his musical background is crossing boundaries of various genres, including jazz, world, folk, and rock.
This is like the loudest keyboard in the history of the world.
Well, then stop typing. Thursday, September 17th, Jennifer, that's tonight at 7 p.m., and this is at the North County Branch Library in Clinton. So if you want more information about all of our speakers and concerts, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the lower right corner, and all the flyers will come up with all the information. I'm sure there's several programs there you're going to want to sign up for. And we suggest you sign up because some of our programs fill up, and we want to make sure that you get in and see it, Jennifer.
Did you? Is there still a movie tonight at headquarters?
Oh, that's right. And we have a movie also. Do you have it up there?
I do. It is True Story, and it's beginning at 6 p.m.
Just in case you don't like a fusion of jazz, Franco? World, folk, and rock, we have a movie for you also.
With Jonah Will and James Franco.
Okay.
I know nothing about it. Do you know anything about it?
I have no idea.
There's a fingerprint on it.
I'm not the one reading the ad for it, Jennifer.
Well, there's nothing about it on here. And I was told not to
In the
to
whole
touch.
World, there's nothing about
it. You told me not to touch the computer anymore.
It's going to be that kind of program, folks.
Lucky for you, it's half over.
The light at the end of the tunnel is Jim Gannot coming in at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business.
This Sunday, we're having a 301 program, if you didn't get enough Hunterdon County Tricentennial, at 3 p.m. at the headquarters library. Dan Campanelli will give a tour of Hunterdon's rural heritage through the art, through his own art. He and his wife, Marty, will narrate the history behind some of Hunterdon's most beloved architecture, including barns, mills, and farmhouses. Reservations are required, but they are free, and you can find them at www.hunterdon300th.org. I'm willing to bet if you just show up, there'll be room. I should think so.
Okay, did you say you had something prepared special for this program?
I do, just for you, Jim Thatch.
Awesome. Can we do it?
Awesome. We can.
The show seems to be lagging a little bit. We need some kind of pick-me-up.
You need a pick-me-up, I say. Okay. I'm a little discombobulated.
You're being a wise guy today.
I am. You know, you've heard of Ringo Starr, correct?
Who?
Yes. He, by the way, is the only Beatle who has not been knighted by Her Majesty. Her Majesty, if you're listening, I really think he deserves a knighthood.
Why?
Because all the other Beatles have one. It's kind of so? Mean not to have Ringo have one.
All the other Beatles were songwriters.
So he doesn't get one because he's not a songwriter?
Quite possibly, Jennifer. He wasn't one of the creative forces. Though, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Ringo Starr, so I'm just kind of being the devil's advocate here.
All right, be this. Well, Ringo Starr is 75 years old. He's been married to his wife for 35 years.
He's been decorated by the Queen, though.
Yes.
They've all gotten MBEs.
Yes, but he's never had a knighthood.
Okay.
I'm just saying. And they've decided they got too much stuff. How long have you been married?
Who's decided they have too much stuff?
Ringo and his wife.
What is it got to do with knighthood? Nothing?
Nothing. That was just a side comment.
Why does he want to be a knighthood? That'll be more stuff.
I didn't know he didn't say he wanted to be a knight. How long have you been married?
21 years.
How much stuff do you got? You got more than you need?
Some, I don't know about that.
All right. Well,
we live in a small house. He probably lives in a big house.
Ringo lives in a big house. He has a big house in Monaco.
He's giving his stuff away to people?
Over 800 items owned by Ringo Starr and his wife, Barbara Bach, are going to auction.
He doesn't have enough money. That's yeah. The thing. It's not that he has too much stuff.
It will include it includes rare Beatle memorabilia, like a three-piece drum kit that he used in over 200 performances, and a Rickenbacker guitar known as the Beatlebacker that John Lennon owned and later gave to Ringo.
Is all proceeds going to charity?
They will. The auction will be December 4th and 5th at Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills. In 2013, the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles wanted to do an exhibition on Ringo Starr. And he said, holy mackerel, look at all this stuff I have. And he also has an upcoming book and a photo exhibit at the London's National Portrait Gallery of photographs Ringo Starr took of his former bandmates. So he has a box. He's boxes and boxes of negatives.
He did take a lot of pictures when I knew that, yes.
And then they've sold their country house in England, and they've closed down their apartment in Monte Carlo. They're keeping the Beverly Hills house, and they're keeping the apartment in London.
Must be good to be Ringo Starr.
So besides the dinner services and the glasses, he's also going to auction off things like the White Album number one, which has been in a bank vault.
What is the White Album number one? This is all stuff I can't bid on. That's going to be way too expensive.
Way too expensive. So you'll get his furniture, his artwork, his cups and saucers from home. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the couple's Lotus Children's Foundation. Some of the highlights are Ringo's 1963 Ludwig Oyster Black Pearl three-piece drum kit. He used it for such hits as Can't Buy Me Love, All My Loving. Estimated selling price, $300,000 to $500,000. Lennon's 1964 Rickenbacker guitar with the Fire Glow Sunburst finish that he played during the Beatles' 1964-65 Christmas shows, $600,000 to $800,000. A 2000 Mercedes coupe first owned by Harrison and acquired by Starr after the Beatles' lead guitarist died in 2001. A 7-tom drum kit inspired by drummer Hal Blaine, commissioned for Ringo by Harrison in 1968. Only 5 sets of the custom kits are known. Highlights of the auction will be on display for a week. If you pay attention, Jim Thatch. At the Hard Rock Cafe, New York, in Times Square, starting November 16th. The auction house anticipates that sales could top $5 to $10 million, which I think is a conservative estimate.
Quite possibly.
But here's my question.
Go ahead.
Why wouldn't they donate these things to museums?
I'm trying to raise money for charity, I guess.
I guess, but only a portion of the proceeds are going to charity.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they said. Ringo must have had a bad investment somewhere along the road here. If he's got to sell everything off, is he a gambler?
I don't know. I mean, he and his wife have been married for 35 years, so there's not...
It sounds a lot like he's hard up for some cash, Jennifer.
You know, there's no divorces or anything. It seems like he's paying off people.
I don't know. He's gotten rid of 2 houses and all his memorabilia, and a portion of the proceeds are going to charity?
Yeah.
Okay, Ringo.
But I thought you'd find that interesting because I know you are.
Thank you. It's amazing how relevant the Beatles still are 50 years later, Jennifer.
That's right.
It's a little rock band from Liverpool, England, we still talk about. How is that possible?
Couldn't even tell you.
Okay, Jennifer, back to the Hunterdon County Library, which is the reason we're all here today.
That's right.
Can I have an amen? HDL Amateur Photography Show, Jennifer. Mentioned this at the top of the show. This entry deadline is next Friday,
already?
September 25th. I know. It's amazing. This is open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. So if you've taken any picture and you want to put it on display with a chance to win some money or a ribbon, here's your opportunity. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, click on the link right on the homepage for the photo show, print out the registration form and either mail it in or drop it off to the library, and you are in. A nominal entry fee of $2 for adults, $1 for children with extravagant prizes to be won, Jennifer.
I have a question.
What?
You can drop off your photos Wednesday, September 30th from 1 to 4 in the meeting room, or Thursday, October 1st from 9 to 12 in the meeting room. How are you going to manage that?
What does that mean?
How are you going to... You're not going to be here on October 1st?
I don't understand your question.
Are you usually there to receive the photographs?
Oh, that's right. I've got the radio show, don't I?
Indeed.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to be a little more specific, Jennifer. I don't have just one thing going on in my life here. I'll have to figure it out. I'll maybe have somebody sit in for me and do it.
Okay.
Either way, are you going solo?
I'm going solo.
It was always been your dream to have this radio show.
I know, and we
yourself.
Should apologize for missing last week. I had a migraine to end all migraines, and I could not have done it. I would have just sat here like a lump last week, frankly.
Could have been interesting radio. So this is the HDL Amateur Photography Show. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You only have a week left to enter. Wink, wink, which means I'll probably accept entries after the deadline.
How many First entries do you have already?
100, almost halfway there.
Right.
First 100 are accepted, Jennifer. So this they always roll in the last week in great quantities. So I highly recommend it. We have an award ceremony on Wednesday, October 7th with our judge, if you want to meet a famous person, Jennifer, I'll have Walter Horoszewski there, who's our judge, and he's a popular New Jersey author and photographer. I'm sure you've seen his books out and around about New Jersey or Hunterdon County.
Yes, and he did a special one for the tricentennial last year.
Yes. That was 100 and in my heart, I believe.
Yes.
So that's Walter Horoszewski. And then he'll do a special program, which I'll tell you about right now, Jennifer. I possibly will tell it about right now. I really want to tell you about it.
You really want to tell about it?
Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, Jennifer.
It's not going to happen? Are you sure you have it finished?
Oh, yeah, I do have it right here. Photography and Fine Arts. Walter's going to present a program right after the award ceremony on October 7th. The award ceremony starts at 6:30, and we'll have refreshments, cider and cookies. So if you just want to stop by and see who won and look at the photos that night, it'll be a good night to do it. And then stay for Walter's program. Photography is Fine Art. Walter Horoszewski presents the history of photography from its origins in science through its transition to fine art. Walter showcases the work of avant-garde photographers Stieglitz, Steichen, and Strand, 20th century masters Adams and Weston, as well as contemporary photographic artists, which I'm sure he's going to include some of his own work, I would imagine, Jennifer. So once again, Tuesday, October 7th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. All of our programs, Jennifer, in case you didn't know, like, my gosh, I'm going to go broke going to all these great programs. They're all free and open to the public, all of them.
All of them.
Every single one.
Every single last
one. How can you beat that? Tell me.
You can't.
I want to know.
You can't.
Okay, Jennifer, since I'm on it right now, we're going to the commercials a couple minutes early, because that's the way I roll when I'm the producer. So okay, we'll be right back with 15 more minutes of the library show.
Okie dokie.
Right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library show. Scant. 15 minutes left till Jim Gannot joins you. Hang in there. I got one more program to mention before Jennifer is insisting on playing trivia. I'm against it, but we're going to do it anyway.
You're not against it.
Jennifer Farr Davis, hiker, author, adventure speaker, and National Geographic Adventurer of the Year. will be coming to the Hunterdon County Library, Jennifer. When? Saturday, September 26th at 2 p.m. You're not going to miss this program, Jennifer. It's going to be inspiring. It's going to be an inspiring presentation from a world-class athlete and wilderness adventure. What's her credentials, Jennifer? Why, she's only set the record for hiking the Appalachian Trail. So there. 47 miles per day for 46 days. Good luck doing that. It's impossible. Except for one woman, Jennifer Farr Davis, who's coming to the Hunterdon County Library that I mentioned on Saturday, September 26th at 2 p.m. This program is going to fill up, Jennifer.
We have quite a few people already.
So if you want to see Jennifer Farr Davis and get inspired, maybe not to hike the Appalachian Trail, but she'll inspire you to do whatever is your personal Appalachian Trail, Jennifer, whatever that is. She'll inspire you to reach for the stars. I don't know. Jennifer's just plowing in over there. Okay, Jennifer, once again, Saturday, September 26th at 2 p.m. If you want to come, please make a reservation by calling the library at 788-1434 or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the events calendar and click on the dates at Saturday, September 26th, and they'll let you reserve seats that way as well. Okay, Jennifer, the floor is yours.
Yeah, this is really, it's not letting me log in. Holy mackerel.
What should we do?
It's going. All right, I'm logging in. I don't know. It comes up over there. I don't know why it doesn't come up over
here.
Our
listeners don't care about... Let me just quickly mention the gingerbread competition. It's another thing we have coming up. We're partnering with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. This is the fifth annual gingerbread competition at the Hunterdon County Library. All are welcome to enter. The entry form is on our homepage, hclibrary.us. Just print it out. Look at all the... rules. You have two choices. You can either make a gingerbread house based on a book, one of your favorite books, or a Hunterdon County scene. It can be a family. It can just be you. It can just be a kid. There's plenty of categories. There'll be valuable prizes available. There's recipes for gingerbread and icing right on the entry form if you need that. We've got it all covered. All the houses will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the whole month of December, so you won't want to miss that. So hopefully... maybe Gingerbread House is your Appalachian Trail. If you come to the Jennifer Farr Davis thing and she inspires you, you'll make a spectacular gingerbread house.
That's our Achilles heel.
I don't know, Jennifer. I'm trying to read you over here, and I'm trying to keep the show afloat.
I know, and I keep, for
and
some
reason... You're just throwing an anchor on it.
For some reason, the trivia, I can log in over there. It's not letting me log in over here.
I got a trivia question for you.
All right.
What is the most boring radio show currently on the internet?
The library show.
Bingo. Well done.
Thank you.
Do we have something over there? Should I just keep reading about programs?
Just keep reading about programs. Because now I am intent on getting this
done. Do you know how
to
use a computer?
Very funny.
The History of Love and Marriage in American Music. This is a program actually on the same day as the... Oh, no, it's on Thursday, September 24th. I'm sorry.
Up.
2 days before the Jennifer Farr Davis. I would have done it over here if I knew...
I know. I don't know why it wouldn't let me in. All right.
I'm sure there's a very simple explanation. I'm telling everyone about the history of love and marriage
with
in American music.
Jamie
Jennifer.
And Nancy DeJesus.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about it?
They're going to whisk their audience away on a hilarious musical
dangerous.
Journey through the history of love and marriage in American music. Why is it hilarious? Wouldn't it be romantic?
Hilarious? Well, there's funny things about marriage.
Jamie's authentic...
There's not funny things about marriage? You don't find marriage humorous?
You don't? In trouble. Jamie's authentic doo-wop street sound blends perfectly with Nancy's classically trained musical background to produce a delightful entertainment duo reminiscent of Steve and Edie. Stephen Eady. Who are Stephen Eady?
Stephen Eady Gourmet.
I'm kidding.
Gourmet? No, Gula. What's her last name?
Gourmet.
It is. Yeah.
Blame it on the bossa nova. You hate when I play that. You'll enjoy every moment with these captivating newlyweds as they banter.
At least we can open our show with the girl from Ipanema for the 50th time.
Their way through an evening of top-notch music and comedy. Jamie and Nancy have dazzled audiences at Caesar's Palace, Led East and have opened for Jay Leno at the Sands Casino. That is Thursday, September 24th at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m.
This one's fresh off the presses, Jennifer, since I am sounding echoey. I wonder, put your headphones on and make sure.
Nothing's coming out.
Is your thing turned
no,
on?
No, I have no thing. And I'm not crawling under the desk.
Your little dials thing right there. You took a vacation to, like, the Stone Age. You've forgotten all about technology. No. Now you just turned something off. You turned off my headphones.
No, I didn't.
Now, can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about this, folks. Next week, Jennifer will be back in the producer seat.
No, I really don't hear. I can't hear.
A physical wreck.
A mental wreck.
This is hot off the presses, Jennifer. You probably haven't even seen this yet. Tea and the Mad Hatter.
No, considering I wrote it at 8:45 this morning, I have not.
This is how quick we work at the Huntington County Library with Judith Krall Russo. Do you remember Alice and the Mad Hatter's Tea Party? Is that a real thing? That was fiction, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Come celebrate the 150th anniversary of Lewis Carroll's beloved classic Alice in Wonderland with tea expert and food historian Judith Krall Russo. In the 1860s, when Lewis Carroll wrote his Alice books, tea gatherings were very popular with people of all classes. Judith will discuss not only the history of this much-beloved beverage, but also of some of Lewis Carroll's social comments on the Victorian age and proper tea etiquette. And in addition, they want you to wear your most fabulous hat, which I've got to correct the flyer because I have two punctuation marks.
Excellent.
Period and, I might have invented something new, period and exclamation point.
Depending on how you're feeling.
Yes, I should put one in parentheses and we're all set. So once again, this is Saturday, October 17th at 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. So come enjoy some tea. It's tea provided.
We'll discuss it.
What, there's no tea?
I didn't get a chance to ask you if I got a friend's money to have refreshments. I didn't think you were going to do it that quickly.
Wait, hold on. There's a tea party on Saturday, October 17th.
Yes, we will have refreshments.
Here's my follow-up question. Is there going to be tea there?
Yes.
There better be. What are the people going to do? They're going to expect tea. They're going to come in their beautiful hats.
Yes, there will be tea.
Isn't Judith Krall Russo bringing special tea?
No.
Well, we got to get special tea for this.
All right, we'll get tea for that. I'll make tea.
Like special kind. What's a good kind of...
Not the special tea Alice drank.
Was that tea that made her small? No, that wasn't tea.
Well, no, but...
See, I'm calling you on this stuff today. You're trying to plow through with all these fake answers.
Really thought we'd talk about it before you made the flyer.
Why? Is there changes?
No, to put refreshments required. Refreshments will be provided.
Well, that would have been a nice addition, Jennifer.
Yes,
I just went by what you gave me.
I know. And it also, this is for adults. It's not suitable for young children. It's a program.
Children not invited?
They're not uninvited, but it's geared to, it's an adult program. It's not geared toward children.
I think we need to talk after the program, Jennifer. I don't quite like what's going on over there. One little 5-day vacation and you are a mess.
Yeah, wait till my 10-day vacation in October.
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
Maybe. West Point.
It should have been planned. I was at West Point last week.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What were you there for?
I played golf.
You can play golf at West Point?
They have a golf course, a very nice golf
Do
course.
Do they
actually.
Really?
Yes.
Did you go with Kiko?
I didn't.
How was that deduction?
I couldn't.
You probably couldn't have played golf without
play
Kiko.
Unless Kiko was there, because he's a cadet. It was a cadet at West Point. As was General McClellan, who won the Battle of Antietam today, if you weren't listening to the early part of our program. And then was promptly fired by Abraham Lincoln.
That's nice. You win a battle and you get fired.
Okay, Jennifer, tell me about your 10-day vacation. I want to hear...
I'm not there yet, Jim.
You got to plan for things beforehand. You know that, right?
I'm a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of girl.
What are the dates you're going to be gone?
October 4th through the 13th.
So why 10 days? Is that a 2-week vacation?
Mm-mm. No, it's a week plus... Maybe it's only 9 days. And I actually might take the Tuesday the 13th off because I want to go see an author in New York on the
12th. Do you feel like you deserve... A 10-day vacation.
No, I really don't. But I haven't had enough vacation this year, and I don't really feel like losing my vacation time.
All right, Jennifer.
Do you feel like you deserve a 10-day vacation?
Oh, my gosh, yes. But I'll never take one, unfortunately. That's just my sad, sorry life.
You take a week plus 2 days. That's 9 days.
A week plus 2 days is... No, that would be 11 days.
Maybe it's only 7 days then. I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer.
Whatever.
I don't know. I couldn't rein you in today. I apologize to all our listeners. Jennifer just ran rampant over the show.
I did.
I had no control over.
I did the best I could.
But luckily, Jim Gano will be here in a couple minutes. So, I don't have my song.
Speaking of, because you were trying to.
Because I had to do everything, you mean?
Because you were too busy trying to keep track of me.
I'm not prepared. Go ahead, Jennifer. Read one more thing to me.
All right. Well, don't forget to check our Facebook page, facebook.com/Hunterdon County Library, because now that I'm back, I will start putting posts up again. But wait a couple hours because it hasn't been updated since I left. But you can follow us on Facebook to keep abreast of everything that's going on. And remember, wherever you are, you can call or go online. Your library is always there for you. Until next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he tried to make it about the voters and their concerns during last night's Republican presidential debate.
We need to be talking about the concerns of real folks out there and what we're going to do for them if we get to be President of the United States. And so I was glad to be able to kind of call an end to the food fight last night because it was really getting kind of boring and tedious, I'm sure.
Christie tells Fox News that nobody in either party is talking about the voters' concerns. He spent part of his time at the debate taking shots at Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and President Obama. Much of Southern California is under a tsunami advisory after a major earthquake in Chile. Experts say the main concern is about strong currents that can create dangerous conditions. All Orange County beaches, harbors, and marinas are closed, and officials are urging people to stay out of the water today. Walmart is getting ready for the holidays and announcing it will hire up to 60,000 seasonal workers. The retail giant says the starting pay rate will be $9 an hour. Walmart said most of its current workers will be able to pick up additional hours during the holidays. This is USA Headline News.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is this weekend. Get an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com and download your Friends and Family Savings Pass. Then, use it on top of already great savings. Like 20% off Mrs. Champion Apparel. Fila Shoes are 40 to 50% off. And the Ninja Duo with Auto IQ is just $199.99. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Officials at Zion National Park say the bodies of six of the seven people caught in a flash flood in Keyhole Canyon Monday have been recovered. Park Ranger Therese Picard says the group was told about the dangers of flash flooding before going on their trip.
Ultimately, it is the visitors' decision as to whether or not they want to attempt that trip. We can't judge what a person's ability is. Each individual has to decide for themselves.
Among the dead is a 21-year-old veteran of California's Ventura County Sheriff's Office. Sergeant Steve Arthur's death was confirmed by his employer, while his wife Linda was identified as the person still missing. Wednesday's news brings the confirmed death toll from flash floods to 18, with two people still missing. A North Texas man who was fired from Whataburger after saying the restaurant didn't serve police is promising it was a joke. The unidentified man tells WFAA he was just messing around when he told the officers on Tuesday that they couldn't order food. He says he tried to explain to the officers it was a joke and that he does it with a lot of police. The man was fired, and the officers were invited back to the fast food restaurant yesterday. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long.